We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome back to Top Rope Chef. It's breakfast month. My name is Braylee Jones. With me, as always, is Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi. We're eating meat today.
Just meat. Who knows what that could mean? Who knows what that could be? We came up with some challenges for our new podcast, Jacqueline. Top Rope Chef, by the way, we're back, baby. I just said, like, meat for breakfast. There's sausage, there's bacon. These are the usual suspects on your plate in the morning. Is there a meat that you favor? Jacqueline, are you non-discriminant? Is there one you wouldn't even...
I'm picky.
Turkey?
I'm always... No, I said I'm picky.
Picky! I was going to get real excited, like, turkey, breakfast, sausage, bacon, sure.
I have what... So, do I just tell you one of the things? Well, okay.
No, we're building up to that.
We're building up.
We got some preamble here to fill.
Right. I usually don't have meat with breakfast, actually. That's usually the husband likes meat. It's usually bacon. We actually found lots of, you can buy bacon like ends and pieces that usually have a lot more meat, and that's like way cheaper than bacon, so we've been doing that.
Oh, nice. I only do it because it usually costs more money. So I just don't buy sausage or like bacon.
Yeah.
And I also like I'm gonna eat it all if I cook it. It's like that whole bacon's gone.
Yep, the whole thing. I don't know how to use partial
it just
bacon.
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to like in my head think, oh, I could freeze it. Eh, I never made it into the freezer.
Yeah. I'll portion it in Ziploc bags.
No,
no, I won't.
You eat that whole bacon.
I have never. Yeah, but bacon's a bit salty for me.
Literally.
All of the breakfast meats actually seem really high in, like, salt. And they kind of just make me thirsty and sleepy.
Yeah, they're all, you know, pork products for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
High sodium.
Yeah. Do you have... So you just don't also, when you do, it's bacon?
I do when it's bacon. I have some sausage patties on hand sometimes, like frozen ones. That I can just like keep around because I don't need it that much. When growing up, my mom used to buy sausage links a lot of the time, like the bother than sausage links and make those.
Yeah, that was clear. Yeah. Oh, when they had like the natural casing on it?
Yeah,
that you have to like peel off? Yeah. That might be the real reason I don't normally eat breakfast meat.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. I was going to go out on a limb and make something chicken. Today, I didn't, so spoiler for that. But then I realized chicken and waffles is, like, totally a thing.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
It's, like, not even, like,
really
a big
delicious.
Deal. Yeah.
No.
It's like, oh, I'll do something out of the box. Chicken. No. People have done this. This is not new.
Oh, my God. There's fish, too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Salmon.
Salmon on bagels and stuff.
Where was this creativity when I was trying to come up with breakfast meats?
I loved an Eggs Benedict with salmon. Oh, my God.
What is an Eggs Benedict?
Eggs Benedict, I think, is... I'm going to go ahead and say it's a poached egg. I think it is. But it mostly comes with... It's like a hollandaise sauce or like some sort of... Maybe it's just called like Benedict sauce or something like that.
Oh. You know what that makes me think of? Do you remember... You may not have seen this. Runaway Bride.
I have not seen
that movie.
I'm not against watching it, but I haven't seen it.
So there's like a whole subplot in this movie going on about Julia Roberts figuring out what kind of egg she likes.
Oh.
Because she like always just adopts the personality of the person she's with, whatever. Mm. But, and that also extends to egg choices. So she's like when she's like trying to convince Richard Gere she loves him, she makes all these eggs and she tries all these eggs, and Eggs Benedict was her favorite one, it turns out.
Great.
You were so lost you didn't even know what kind of eggs you like. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's right. With a priest, you wanted scrambled. With a deadhead, it was fried. With the other guy, the bug guy, it was poached. Now it's like, egg whites only. Thank you very much.
That is called changing your mind.
No, that's called not having a mind of your own. Maggie, what are you doing?
Maybe you should have gone in the egg episode.
No, I like it. We're talking about meat. Yeah. Well, let's get into it. Jacqueline, what did you do? What did you meet today? Or what did you meet for your breakfast dish, shall I say?
I came out of the gate hot.
Oh.
And made New York strips.
Oh my god.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's like classic, like
steak and eggs.
Old-timey breakfast. Yeah, steak and eggs. Yeah. That's like there's songs
classic.
About that.
Classic American breakfast. Yep. Yeah,
you're sitting on a construction site, one of those big scaffolding things. What am I talking about? The girders
going up
a girder, eating steak and eggs.
Yeah, got your thermos of coffee.
Yeah, yep. Howling at all the girls walking by.
Yeah,
newspaper
That's
boy
me every
comes
morning.
By. Yep,
hits me with a newspaper.
You fall off the beam. Eat your eggs on the way down.
And then I die.
So you cooked a steak. A New York.
I cooked a steak.
A New York strip steak? What did you say?
A New York strip. That's my favorite. So if I'm going to have, I'm going to spring for steak.
So does New York, is that like a style? Or is that just what it's called? What is the
It's a style. Trying to remember from my butcher shop days. It is a style of cut, and I think the porterhouse is the one that's like the T-bone, but like it has meat on either side, you know? And then I think the New York strip is one of those sides of it just by itself.
All right.
I think so.
Get into how you cook this thing.
I tried to do what I thought was the Gordon Ramsay approach, where you put butter in a cast iron pan and you let it cook, and then you put some salt and pepper, and I put just a sprig of rosemary on the top because I still had some little herbs from this summer.
Loving it.
And flipped it, let it rest, ate it. It was mostly red and juicy on the inside. It was just like, I don't know, like 5 minutes I cooked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steak for breakfast.
Classic. And that is what I use to dip in all that runny, gooey deliciousness of my eggs from last week.
Are you a one flip steak person? What are you like to do four times? What is your method for cooking a steak?
I tried to do one flip, but I will keep flipping it until it's like the crust. No. Until the outside looks how I want it to look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it to have like a nice sear on it, but not be like black.
With like a bigger piece of steak, I try to just do the one flip. But if it's like, I get this like smaller disc, I don't even know what kind of steak it is, but it's the one that's like bacon wrapped. It's like the
filet.
It's a filet.
It's a filet mignon.
I do, at least the directions tell you to flip it four times. So it's like 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
And it doesn't get like burned like that, like the black like stuff you have to scrape off?
No.
Okay. And maybe I should pay more attention while I'm cooking.
With like a T-bone or whatever, I think it's four a side or is it eight a side?
Wow.
I always forget if it's 8 minutes total or if it's 8 minutes each side, but I forgot how to do the steak.
I lied. I was not doing Gordon Ramsay's recipe. I was doing what I saw on Letterkenny. They were talking about doing it that way.
Oh, yeah. The girl on there. She's like, I love that scene where they're just arguing about food, like a way to cook a steak. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Like, no, you don't. Just a little S&P is good for me. Okay, we leave it at that. Yeah.
Pump the brakes. Two things. One, now we'll let those sit for 10 to 15 minutes till the room temperature. Two, where's the salt and pepper bud?
Don't you and start S&P, the choice for me.
So that was mine, and I know you can't beat it, but I'd love to hear what you tried to.
So I knew this one was going to be a loss.
Oh.
I threw in the towel already. But wow. I did some experimentation, which I think you'll appreciate.
Very much. Let's hear it.
So I'm going through my head and thinking about all the meats for breakfast that exist. And there's, you know, the bacon, the sausage, the blah, 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 blah. I used to do something that I used to have a lot of leftover salami, like from sandwiches and stuff. And I get it at like Aldi and you get like a big like strip. You get like a big container of it. And I was like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to eat all this stuff. And then suddenly I started like frying it in a pan and like eating it with like eggs and stuff. And that seemed to be great. And I started doing that a lot. So I was like,
really?
I'm going to try to make this a thing. So I just took some salami and I just fried it in a pan and I just let it sit and then I ate it. But I will tell you that is the ultimate way that I came to eating it. I tried several different things.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
I tried using cheese and salami to make like little pepperoni pizzas or whatever, like crustless pizzas.
Is the cheese on the bottom or the salami on the bottom?
I did it both ways. I tried to see which way would work best.
All right.
The cheese on the bottom was not good because when you went to pick up the salami, the cheese would stay on where it was. You usually stay on the pan. So I also did it a couple different ways. I did it in a cast iron pan. I did it in a cupcake tin, and I did it on a cookie sheet. All experimentation, cheese on top, cheese on bottom. Cheese on bottom by far looked the best, but when I went to scoop it up, it just didn't work for me.
Yeah.
When it was in the cupcake tin, just a bowl of grease. Just kept all that grease at the bottom.
I didn't even think of that. That must be. I thought
maybe it would work. I don't know why I thought it would work. But the way to do it is definitely in the cast iron pan for speed. It's only like 2 minutes aside. I ended up just scrapping all of it. The cheese was throwing me off. This was no good. What's going on with this cheese? I even tried putting a pickle on it, Jacqueline. I just went wild.
Oh, a pickle sounds good. Pickle and salami?
Yeah.
A breakfast pickle.
I ended up not liking that one either. I scrapped the whole thing.
Okay.
Started from the beginning. Just a piece of salami 2 minutes aside. It looks like a heartbeat, the way it like bubbles up.
Like, that's kind weird. Of okay.
Yeah. I have a video of it that I'll show with this. And you let it sit and it crisps up like a potato chip. And you eat it and it's a little like a jerky. I usually try to do it with like on an egg or whatever, but like I was just trying to keep it simple, just do meat. I even thought about like I was in my head envisioning like a maple bourbon chicken or something.
Whoa.
And I was like, what is happening? Like, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, is that going to be something? And I was like, I can't get into this right now. So I just did the salami.
Okay. So when you're done cooking the salami, do you pat it on paper towel?
Yeah, it's very greasy.
Okay. And I don't think I've ever had cooked salami.
It's kind of nice because it seasons your pan as well as bacon does. Like, cause it's just so
greasy.
Oh, that's
a good point.
So that's kind of nice. That's a nice little aspect for it. And if you got a lot of it, you can just cook it all up. I do not recommend using the oven in any way to do this. I have seen some TikTok videos of people using pepperoni and that working better for whatever reason. I think maybe salami is just too greasy or something, but
it might be.
Yeah.
And now you mentioned something. You touched on something earlier. You said leftover salami. Now, what is that?
Because you get so much of it. When you buy like a package of it, you get so much.
Do you not snack?
Do I not snack? I do have snacky meat things, but they're usually jerky. I don't think I eat cold meat out of the fridge unless it is
jerky. Only cold meat.
As we know from a previous episode.
Hot dog champ. I love cold salami as a snack, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and it's just like an easy little salty, little fatty, little protein bite. I'll have to try and ration it and save some.
Save some to cook in a pan. See how you like it.
Or maybe I'll just cook some straight away because I know I won't save it.
You could do that.
Okay. But, that's a good start, though. And you get points for trying out of the box. Points for that.
I figure my recipe was definitely not going to lose, but you would appreciate the journey that I went on.
I very much do, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to vote to see who won our meat breakfast week. Do that by letting us know Brad or Jacqueline in our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. You can email us, topropechef@gmail.com. You can find us on patreon.com/topropechef. And we'll figure out who won. And comment. We'll read the comments at the end of the month. We'll figure out what's going on. And we'll get a Top Rope Chef for the month, Jacqueline.
Yeah. Oh, and let us know if you would have chose something else, a different meat.
Yeah.
Let Brad and I know what breakfast meats. Probably. At the top of the show, I think we figured out a whole bunch of things you didn't think of.
I was thinking even like hot dogs, but my brain just didn't make sense of anything.
I almost did Spam, just out of the can, slice it up, there's your breakfast meat. I was so close.
Spam and rice is like a thing right now. Like
Spam and rice is... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No. It's like you can get that at like sushi restaurants.
Oh, really? I saw it on TikTok as like a comfort food thing, like Spam and rice with some cucumber, and you dip and you use the like seaweed crispy things like to eat it. Mm-hmm. That is my like go-to comfort food right now.
Yeah, the crispy seaweeds are always something around our house.
Oh my God, so good. And just nothing is as satisfying as sticky rice.
Yeah.
Like warm sticky rice.
Grab it with the seaweed.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe... Spam and eggs and rice. That does kind of sound good.
It's definitely a thing. That's like a Hawaiian like staple.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm having tomorrow.
If you have a Spam container, I also somebody used it as a rice mold. Like you put rice in the Spam container when it's empty. And then when you pour it out and you can like cut it, like it's like a sandwich style, like rice patties. It looked kind of cool.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Do you eat cold Spam or do you fry it?
I've never Spammed, but I would fry it if
really?
I did. Yeah.
You've never Spammed?
I've never Spammed. I've never Spammed. Should I Spam? I'll Spam.
You should Spam. It's really salty and delicious.
Yeah,
it gives a bad rap.
It's like, you know.
Right. But I would recommend the like lower sodium version.
Yeah.
Because it's still plenty salty.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I'll try Spam. I'll do it live on the show.
You try Spam, I'll try fried salami. There we go. Hold us accountable.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. The next week, we're going to be talking about bread. What did we come up with for our breakfast breads?
Like
Dracula?